Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it. We'll rejoice in what the Lord is doing. And the Lord is doing a lot of good things. And sometimes what God is doing in the world and in our life is drowned out by the devil. Because sometimes we should focus on what God is doing and not focus so much on what the devil is doing. So let us take our eyes off what the devil is doing and put our eyes this morning on what God is doing.
Our topic all this week is faith that endures. Faith that endures. And we know that our whole Christian journey, it begins with faith. How do we enter into salvation?
By faith.
We believe in our heart, we confess with our mouth, and we are saved. So we enter into our Christian journey by faith. So we must continue by faith. So as we go throughout this week, faith that endures.
Yes. And think about it. We enter into the Christian life by faith. Mm-hmm. Let's say that again. Mm-hmm. We enter into the Christian life by faith. We did not enter by works. Mm-hmm. We enter by faith. Mm-hmm. The work was done by Jesus Christ. He has a complete work. Mm-hmm. Salvation is a complete work. Work of grace. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And it is done for us by Jesus Christ. That's why it is the free gift of God to us mankind. Redemption is God's free gift. How do we get it? By faith. Mm-hmm. By faith. And so all this week, we will talk about the faith that can stand the test. Mm-hmm. The faith that endures. It's one thing to have faith. It's the next thing is for it to stand up to the test.
Mm-hmm. We're going to begin in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So who's he addressing? He's addressing brethren.
Right.
Who have started by faith.
Yes.
So he's reminding them, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
Yes.
Now, a fall is not planned.
Yeah.
Right? So he's saying when things come up that you did not expect, count it all joy. Why? Because we know, not we think, not we feel, but we know that the testing of our faith produces patience.
Yes.
And then patience produces a perfect work.
Yes.
It brings in us perfection and completion, lacking nothing. And what is perfection is being perfected into the image of Christ.
Yes. So faith that endures, that we will talk about all week, faith that endures, not faith that fail. The faith that endures is simple. Number one, I will trust God when I don't understand. That's the number one thing. If my faith, your faith, will endure, it has to have this. We have to trust God when we don't understand. In instead of trying, why God? And trying to say, how did God do this? Why did God do this? Why don't we just trust God when we don't understand? Number two, faith that endures, I will obey God when it's difficult. So how do you know when you have enduring faith? When you trust God, when you don't understand, and you obey God in the difficult times. I'm still going to obey God. And number three, I will praise God before I see the answer. To know if you are operating in enduring faith, Pastor Diana, this quality must come from your life. Not when everything is going good. This quality. I trust God, number one, when I don't understand. And so many people fail here to trust God. I don't know about God, because if he was God, this wouldn't happen. Well, a lot of things we're not going to understand. And there are things that we will understand, and there are things that we're not going to understand. But we still got to trust God.
We have to have that compartment in our brain. There's just some things that I'm going to put in this compartment over here that I'm not going to understand. Because the torment comes when we're back and forth, wrestling around with it in our mind. But when we make a quality decision and say, okay, there's some things that I'm just not going to understand.
Right.
So we put that for another time.
Yes.
And when we're going through different trials and different adversity, instead of going automatically to the worst possible outcome, which we're able to do very quick in our minds. If one little thing happens and in our mind, we're able to project the worst possible outcomes, not just one, but like 15 of the worst possible outcomes that could happen. Instead, we redirect our focus on the love of Christ, seeing what positive is going to come out of that trial. How do we get there? Through patience. In Romans chapter 5, it gives us this progression beginning in verse 3. It says, not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. A lot of times we think automatically that tribulation is going to produce tragedy. But it's telling us here, no, it produces perseverance.
Yes.
And then from perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So it now it's directing us back to love. And when we were talking about the fruits of the Spirit a couple months back, we said the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Yes.
And all the other eight fruits are rooted in love. And here in Romans chapter 5, it directs us back to love when we're going through different tribulations. We know that they're going to produce now perseverance.
Yeah.
Perseverance as it develops our character. And then there the hope. What is the hope based on? The love of God.
Therefore, it's so good. So when James says, count it what? All joy when you fall in different types of situation. Count it joy. Why? Because the end result is good when you come through it. So faith that endures to the end get the reward. He says, in Hebrews chapter 11, he says, he that comes to God, he says, now, number one there, you find that verse. I want to quote it right. He says, without faith, yes, it is what?
Impossible to please him.
Yeah.
For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Watch the word diligent. So you don't get it right away. Diligent means I stay with it. I work with it until I get it, until I get the answer. So we live in a microwave society. We want it now. Everything quick, on the go. We always on the go, on the go, on the go. We can't wait. So Yeah, when difficulties come in our way, it is to slow us down and teach us the one of the characteristics that we should have as Christian to develop patience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And sometimes when we want stuff so fast and that's all we see, we're missing a lot of other development that's to take place in order for us to be the head when we obtain it. You know, sometimes we want this direct flight. We want to get straight to, you know, the vision that God shows us, or straight to our goal, and we're not realizing that there's a lot of other things that'll come into view, a lot of other things for us to practice and perfect, so that we do, when we do enter in, we enter in as the head.
Yes.
We're not coming in, you know, narrow-minded. We're coming in able to see. And it reminds me in the book of Joshua, when they were moving, when they were coming in to the promised land, and they had to go a specific route, and they were instructed to stand back so that they were able to see, have a broader perception. They said, don't follow too closely when everybody was all together and they were coming in behind the ark. He said, don't follow so closely that you're not taking in, you're observing other opportunities or other landmarks and such around you. Because think about that. When we follow somebody closely on the road and we're just following them, all I'm looking at is the red trunk in front of me. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I even turned.
Sure.
If I had to go back that way again, I wouldn't be able to find it. But when we go, when we set back and we look at, okay, what's around us? Okay, we're turning when we're getting to here. What's happening? And we're taking in all the different attributes of the journey. Then we're able to replicate it. We're able to come back again, to do it again. So sometimes we want stuff so fast, but we're not really taking in the totality of what God wants to do with the experience, what God wants to do when that vision comes to pass. We're just so narrow focused. Okay, I got to have it. I got to have it by this date. But it's like, no, there's other things to consider, because you don't want to get something so quick that you lose it just as quick because you don't know how to navigate the and cultivate that which has been given to you.
And so as we end this morning devotional thought, I will obey God when it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And our example, Pastor Diana, is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He obeyed the Father when it's difficult. Mm-hmm. He says, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Mm-hmm. And then he comes to the realization. Mm-hmm. He says, but thy will be done. Mm-hmm. Obey God when it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn and possess that characteristic of obeying God in difficult times. Yes.
Even in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it tells us to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.